This is Decoded Datebook for July 15th. Sunday is often viewed as a day of rest, and blue laws even restricted Sunday activities and business. The origin of the term is murky. It's often said that the original morality laws in Puritan settlements were printed on blue paper, but there's no evidence to confirm that. Under blue laws, most businesses, including grocery stores, were closed on Sundays. There were generally some exceptions for hospitals, hotels, and restaurants. The Supreme Court ruled that blue laws were constitutional on secular, not religious grounds. The court said the purpose of the laws was to protect workers and families by securing a day of rest. On this date in 1909, a North Dakota trial in Jamestown that involved Sunday activities came to a stunning and quick end. The case involved a perceived threat to community morals, Sunday baseball. Members of a community team were accused of participating in a game on Sunday, July 4th, 1909. The courtroom was packed with interested spectators. Local baseball games were a popular entertainment, especially in rural areas where there was not much of an alternative. Baseball players worked the rest of the week, so Sunday was the only day available for games. It was a welcome diversion for both players and spectators. The trial was followed closely across the entire state. The ruling would affect activities in every North Dakota town. After both sides rested their cases, the jury retired for deliberations. They returned 5 minutes later with their verdict, not guilty. They also recommended that the state pay the court costs. The state continued to have strict blue laws. Businesses had to be closed all day on Sundays. This changed in 1967, following the blizzard of 66, when closed stores meant people couldn't get needed supplies. North Dakota was the last state to allow Sunday shopping in 1991. In March of this year, the state legislature passed a bill repealing the last of the state's blue laws. Governor Burgum signed it into law. He said, "This legislation supports freedom, fairness, and local control. It becomes effective August 1st. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.